Taylor Hanson is one third of the band Hanson, and we spoke to him about a month ago about the upcoming tour to Australia in August and New Zealand. And we brought Taylor back to ask him some more questions, as well as find out what it was like working with Katy Perry in a film clip.
Taylor, welcome back to the Brink and Edge Radio.
How are you?
I am doing very, very well, mate. I had you back a few weeks ago, as I said. The demand for Hanson since we've had you on has just gone through the roof. So we've needed to get you back on to chat to you about some more things. And since we had you on the show last, the biggest day on the Hanson calendar has happened. Hanson Day over there in Tulsa in Oklahoma. I mean, how was Hanson Day for 2014?
It actually was pretty amazing this year. When it first started, it was one of those things that was commemorative, and a lot of the fans would get together and share music and things like that. But we started getting involved in turning it into a mini festival. And this year, we actually we extended the traditional Hanson Day get together, which is a lot of fan club members from around the world come to Tulsa, and we also added on a whole new event, which followed the weekend, which is a beer and music festival. And had thousands of people come down to that as a big free concert with craft beer, and so it was actually quite a weekend. Last weekend we celebrated it, so we were all sort of still in a good way. We're kind of still reeling from the activities.
Well, it's a good thing then that it obviously is still happening. I mean, as you sort of kind of mentioned there, it started way back in 1997, I believe. The then governor of Oklahoma got it going, and it's still going. I mean, does it kind of surprise you that after all these years that it's still happening and that you can then go and turn this into an event for your fans?
Well, I mean, it obviously it's something we're grateful for, and it's, anytime that you have, something acknowledged about you or what you've done, it's, a huge compliment. But we've tried to be creative about it, and I think a lot of the abilities to do it, to do things now and keep fans engaged is that we've worked, with our fans and been very dedicated to that direct connection and creating new ideas, new places, new music, new products, just things that keep people, excited. And thankfully, we're here this many years later and can still celebrate.
Do you find yourself sort of getting ideas from the fans saying, hey, this is what you should do for Hanson Day next year, or sort of thinking towards the future of what some other things you could do with it?
We definitely hear back from the fans, because we, of course, we're listening to them. And, a lot of what happens when we set up these events is it really is kind of a whole experience beyond us. And, people are going in. We have an art gallery where, Zach and I have done photographs and painting, and, people are buying art, and, we have events all over the city. We have bowling tournament between fans, street team members, and, just lots of kind of fun things that are pretty, pretty harmless. And also we kind of share our local city. We invite people to Tulsa and kind of feature our city. We do take input from them, and a lot of what we've taken back from them, we've been creative and tried to make sure that we make it each year better.
Fantastic, and it's always great to have that engagement with the fans. Now, coming to Australia, as of course we spoke the other week about with the Anthem World Tour. Now, this show gone right around the world already. You've gone to South America with it, of course, right across the US and Canada, throughout Europe. Now, I could imagine through all the years of touring, Taylor, you've seen some amazing places, but are there some countries perhaps that you haven't visited over the years that you're sort of on the bucket list that you'd really like to go to?
We've been able to visit some amazing places, as you said, South America, Asia, Europe, all over the U.S. and Canada, obviously Australia. Where have we not been? I mean, always have loved the idea of playing in the Middle East, which, of course, is always treacherous in many, to make visits to. But at some point, it would be great to visit that part of the world. And we spent some time in Africa doing non-music work, but I would love to at some point play more in sub-Saharan Africa and areas that we've haven't been able to do shows. But I think that's the idea of continuing to travel and go to new places and perform it's good to continue to have new goals.
I could imagine looking at your passport sometimes and just seeing all the stamps from these countries. It just must be a bit of fun to reminisce of these places you've been to.
Yeah, we've been able to travel and see some pretty amazing things. So if you don't like travel, this is not a good job for you.
So. Yes, absolutely. Now, with the tour, a wide selection of songs throughout your career, of course, from the new album, the older albums. Imagine that songs such as Mbop is right towards the end for the fans. Is there ever been sort of an estimate on how many times you would have played Mbop over the years, Tony?
I don't think we try not to estimate. you know, I'm sure it's in the thousands. I mean, we've also played. You know, the thing is, as a performing band, you play, you know, many songs many, many times. I mean, Mbop is played most, you know, at most concerts, but you know, there's also many other songs, you know, that you're playing, you know, probably thousands of times. Any song that's been a single or been released, because when you're out there promoting something and performing, you know, that's what you're doing. So, yeah, as a live performing entity, we have quite a track record now of you know, how many times we've done those songs.
Is it a case that you ever get sick of playing Mbop? Because I know some singers sort of, with their signature songs, get to the point where they kind of say, look, we're leaving that out of the show. I've performed that so many times. Or is it a case you've got to listen to the fans because clearly they want to hear you perform it?
Well, I mean, the idea of performing the songs is that you're highlighting where you've been. And we've never been, you know, embarrassed or you know, wanting to run away from our past. So, we've always embraced it. I mean, we're not one of the bands that strikes the biggest song we've had from our set list. Somehow that doesn't make much sense.
Yeah, it's interesting sort of when people do that. Now, being here in August, of course, means you are here in Australia right towards the end of our football season, Australian rules football. Now, is this something that you've managed to check out in your previous trips out here before?
You know, we have watched it when we've been in the country, but I don't know much about the sport from the point of view of, you know, who I should be rooting for. Maybe you guys can give me some guidance on
that. Well, I'm going to tell you, as a big fan of the Carlton Blues, Taylor, you've got to go for them. We probably won't be doing too well at that point of the year, but look, we can use some celebrity endorsements at the moment if you want to take them on board.
Yeah, it's really an amazing sport to watch. You better be pretty tough. It requires athletic and physically tough guys. So,
yes.
Whereas in the U.S., you know, they put on pads, and you know, the American football, you know, they put on helmets. You guys don't mess with that stuff.
Yeah, well, a lot of actually our footballers, after they've finished playing here in Australia, actually venture over to America. We've had a couple of big-name AFL players make it in the NFL as punters because we can kick the ball quite fast. So
yeah.
There's always this second career to go over to the US and play in the NFL.
That's interesting, yeah.
We like to try things out a little bit. We need to get an American to come out here and sort of make it in the AFL, Taylor. So once you guys hang up, you know, the musical instruments, you know, one of you, welcome to come on and pull on a Carlton top. And play for the Blues.
I don't think there's any sports team in the world that would want a Hanson performing or playing on their team.
We'll find one for you. Now, I mentioned last time when we were speaking to you about Kat Dennings being in your film clip for your latest song, but also, on the flip side of that, you guys have recently, in the last few years, been in Katy Perry film clip, of course, for Last Friday Night. I mean, that must have been a bit of experience to kind of be in a film clip but not actually be your film clip. How was it working with Katy?
You know, it was pretty easy. We had to play ourselves, so it wasn't exactly a complicated endeavor. Katie was really nice. We were on her music video, and, you know, on set there was, you know, just a lot of, quite a production, a lot of different extras. It really was just a pretty easy day. I mean, you know, that video, I think they did a great job with it. It was really fun. Had a lot of fun cameos, and in our case, all we had to do was do a little performance out on the backyard of this house that they'd rented, and turned into a really fun video.
Yeah, absolutely. How does that come about? Does Katie approach you? Do the record companies approach you? I mean, how does it sort of come together?
Well, it was pretty simple. I mean, I think officially the label approached us, and they were very you know, complimentary and saying that she was picking the people that she really loved, and, you know, guests that she wanted to have in the video. And so, yeah, we said, well, it's a high compliment, and it worked out that we were already in California when they were shooting, so it made it easy to accept.
Fantastic.
And then we spent a day on set and it was all good.
Rest is history, and you got to meet Rebecca Black.
Yeah, we did get to meet Rebecca Black, and of course Kenny G as well.
Yes, can't forget Kenny G. So as you said, the cameo is huge there. So it must have been a very fun experience, and it's going to be a very fun experience having you guys back out here in Australia. As I mentioned before, coming out here in August, all mainland states as well as New Zealand. Head to our website; we've got details there, and Hanson.net. Check out all the news and information on Hanson. Taylor, always a pleasure, mate. Best of luck for everything, and looking very much forward to seeing you here in Australia in a couple of months' time.
Yeah, thanks so much, man. Great talk to you.